Well, this is pretty cool. As many as 700,000 kids under the age of 5 have a parent in the military. So, well, Sesame Street steps up to the plate and swings a home run. We talk about Sesame Street for Military Families Research Space Initiative that's packed with tools, games, videos, and articles. And boy, we speak with the best about that. Let's have you step up to the plate, Dr. Jeanette Betancourt, Family Health, Wellness, and Birthdays. You are all about. Let's talk about the specifics. Dr. Betancourt, good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley. It's so nice to hear from you.
Nice to hear from you, Senior Vice President, Community and Family Engagement of Sesame Workshop. Thanks for your talents. And Rosita, again, good that you are here. Good morning again, Rosita.
Good morning, Miss Shelley. How are you?
Doing very good. I wish I could see you, but wave to me. Oh, can you wave to me?
I'm waving. Hola, buenos días.
Tú también, sí. Oh, boy. Dr. Betancourt, can you set up our conversation? What is the Sesame Street for Families program all about?
Oh, the Sesame Street for Military Families program and resources are all geared to help military families and their children really cope with the various transitions that happen in and milestones that happen in military life, everything from relocation to deployments, and how to cope with separation, which happens so often with military families and their children.
How long has Sesame been working with military families?
Believe it or not, we began in response to the needs of military families since 2006, and we've managed to address all the needs that are happening, everything from, as I mentioned before, deployments, homecomings, relocations, and even injuries, as well as when a parent doesn't return, and well, ways to also build resiliency throughout these many transitions.
Here we go. Rosita, do you know any military kids?
Oh, yes. and they are amazing. I visit some military friends in a lot of military bases with Elmo, and I made some, you know, they're just kids like us. They like to play. They like to make friends. But I think they're super brave because they have things that, you know, they have to change schools really often, or they have to move away very often. So they are going, and they're having big feelings. And I learned a few things about it on Sesame Street.
Yes, we love to watch you on Sesame Street. Hey, Rosita, sometimes military kids get sad, angry, or scared. What do you do when you feel upset?
Oh, well, when I have big feelings like sad or scared or nervous, I do a few things. You know, the one that I really love is to talk about my big feelings with somebody that I trust, like my mommy or daddy or my abuela, my grandmother. And it feels really good to talk to them about it because they always have a very good advice. Another thing that I like to do is to make a fort with blankets and pillows. And when I go inside, I bring my guitar because I love playing the guitar, or my favorite teddy bear. Yeah. And it makes me feel very cozy and comfortable. Another thing that I like to do is to roar like a dinosaur.
Oh, you're scaring me, but you don't mean it. Let's talk Dr. Betancourt, Jeanette Betancourt, with us, Senior Vice President, Community and Family Engagement of Sesame Workshop, along with Rosita Monstrua de la Cuevas. Dr. Betancourt, to expand more on why birthdays are challenging for military families, and what are some ways to celebrate when a parent is away as part of this initiative?
Oh, there's such, one of the things that we know is that when there's a lot of changes in terms of relocation or homecomings or deployments, right, it shifts kind of the support networks. And we want to really give that message to military families and their children that it's so important to stay healthy in body and mind. And it helps military families really navigate those challenges that are big and small. And so birthdays are also such an important time in kids' lives, right? It is a point where they're suddenly a year older and a special time that they always want to celebrate. But when families are separated, it's kind of difficult. So we've created resources that allow families to connect and celebrate birthdays, even though they may be apart. And it becomes a special time together to remember, and it can be easily a way to connect even though you are apart. And also ways to stay healthy, not only in terms of being mindful, but also keeping healthy your body so that we're all healthy and strong throughout these many big and small challenges.
Awesome. Almost done with our conversation. Rosita, how does your family stay healthy? What are you doing?
Oh, we love to go for hikes. Yeah, and another thing that is our favorite is we like to dance. We're always singing and dancing when we get together. It's just like a thing that we definitely do as a good Latin family. We like to salsa, cha-cha, you know, merengue, and all those wonderful music that is so rhythmic so we can't stop dancing. Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Dance all day. Well, Rosita, thank you. Keep up your great job as we watch you on Sesame Street, and you a sensitive and yet a caring character. You convey your compassion through a lot of hugging and physical contact. So thank you for sharing. Take care, Rosita.
Yes, ma'am. You too.
Hey, and bye, Dr. Jeanette Betancourt, again, Senior VP, Community and Family Engagement of Sesame Workshop. What's your take-home message when it comes to Sesame Street's military family initiative?
Just keeping healthy and strong, and ways to celebrate and have time together, even though you may be apart. And Sesame Street for Military Families helps you do that.
Awesome. Awesome. How do we find out more information?
Please go to SesameStreetForMilitaryFamilies.org, and all the information is there and easily accessible for you and your child.
That's awesome. We'll be watching on WGVU-TV. Thank you very much, everybody. Take care.
Adios. You too.
Bye.